神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Time is a wonderful concept.
时间是一种很好的观念。
Time fills our life.
因为时间把我们的人生充满了。
Actually, time is a gift from God.
时间也是神给我们的礼物。
Time is an opportunity to invest in that which will last, even forever.
事实上，时间是我们投资的一个机会，对我们的生命做一种投资，而且呢是可以持续到永恒的。
Yet time on earth is limited.
在地上的时间我们是有限的。
And we are forced to focus on the priorities that means the most.
那我们在我们的时间里面呢，我们一定要好好的专注在那最重要的。
And within our belief values, time is forever with God.
在我们信仰的这种价值观里面呢，事实上时间是我们跟神到永恒的。
Some people may say to you, are you a good time manager?
有的人或许会问你说，你对时间的安排好不好呢？
But in reality, you cannot manage time.
事实上不是你在安排时间。
You cannot slow it down, and you cannot speed it up.
因为你又不能把时间加快或者把时间转慢。
But what you must learn is how to make the most of time.
最重要的是你要知道怎么样尽量的利用你的时间。
Now, to understand our priorities, we have to understand about our life.
我们需要知道我们的这种优先次序，但是要知道我们的轻重呢，我们先要认识我们的生命。
What are the aims in your life?
你的生命的目标在哪里呢？
What's the reason for your life?
你活着的理由是什么呢？
Is your life giving a message to others?
你所用过的时间是不是在传达你生命的意义给别人呢？
So maybe you ought to think of these things in the light of time.
那当你在想时间的时候，要好好的想这一些事情。
If you don't know why you're here and you don't have any aim in your life or any reason for your life and your life's giving no message, then time really doesn't matter at all.
如果你不晓得你为什么活在世上，你也不知道为什么在活，你的那个时间的生命呢，从来不传达出任何生命的意义的话，那时间对你是无关紧要的。
But if you really care, if you really want to accomplish, if you really want to do something that's worthwhile in your life, then you're going to have to make the most of every opportunity of time.
如果你是那个希望在你的人生里面完成一些理想，你要有成就感，你希望呢这个人生里面呢你活得有意义的话，那你就要在你的生命的每一个机会里面呢好好的珍惜利用你的时间。
Now let us explore the misusing of time.
我们来想一想什么叫做误用时间。
Because this will hinder you if you really want your life to tell and have a purpose.
因为如果你误用时间的话，会到时候会阻碍到你的完成你生命的目标。
I'm sure all of us,has at one time or other misused our time.
我相信每一个人在我们的人生的某个阶段，有时候会浪费我们的时间。
And maybe we're not even aware sometimes of how we are doing it.
有时候我们也自己不知道为什么我们这样子来做。
I guess one of the greatest ways is by what we call procrastination.
其中最大的一个问题大概就是拖延延宕。
We like to escape responsibility.
因为我们喜欢逃避责任。
In our sleeping, daydreaming, reading, our excess TV watching, all our shopping, these are the things that are not really responsible things at particular times.
比如说我们做一些像睡觉啦，或者做白日梦啦，或者是读一些闲书啦，还是去外面逛街，这些哈没有目标，没有意义的，然后呢，我们等于是在拖延我们的时间。
Sometimes you have an important report to get finished.
有时候你需要完成一个很重要的一个报告。
But you're the kind of person that thinks, well, I'll get back to that. I think I'll go out and get something to eat.
有时候你就想说我以后再做吧，我先去吃一点东西。
You come back and you begin to shuffle and look at the report and then you pick up the telephone to talk to someone.
然后你回到家呢，开始面对你的报告要写的时候呢，又想一想打个电话给某一个人吧。
And then you may say, I'll take this home and do it tonight.
或许你说呢，我就把这个带回去晚上再做。
But as soon as you eat, you relax and look at the television.
然后你一放松下来呢，你就开始要看电视了。
The report has been put off and put off. Your responsibility has been put off and put off.
这个你的责任要做的这个报告呢，就这样子一直被拖延，拖延下来。
Doing the little things, it doesn't really matter. It isn't what you're supposed to be doing at that time, but you enjoy putting it off, wasting time on unimportant tasks.
有时候我们做很多不重要的事情，然后把那些重要的该做的就这样子延宕拖延下来，这样的话我们是在浪费我们的时间。
Then we begin to rationalize. We make excuses. Oh, I have to do this. I can't do this now because of something else.
之后我们就会把它合理化，有一些借口理由呢，告诉自己说呢，我现在没有办法做那个事情，我只能做这个事情。
Then comes self-pity.
接下来就是自怜了。
We feel sorry for ourselves that we have to do this.
然后就自己就很自怜说呢，为什么我需要做那么多事情？
How did I ever get to the place that I had to do this?
你就告诉你自己说，我是怎么样把自己搞到这里面来的？
And then comes guilt.
然后你就会产生罪恶感。
And then we feel ashamed that it didn't get done.
然后你会觉得有一种羞耻，因为你没有完成。
And we regret that we let it go like this.
你会很后悔怎么让它拖延到这个地步。
Let us look at another misuse of time, and that is disorganization.
第二个我们误用时间的就是我们没有组织好，没有计划好。
A person that cannot organize is a person that's unfocused.
当一个人没有把他组织计划好的时候呢，他就没有一个焦点，没有个专注点。
And many times they're unable to concentrate.
那这样的话就没有办法专心。
They're the ones that do not finish projects.
这样的话，他们就没有办法完成自己的计划。
They are a person that their workplace is very messy.
那这样的人呢，他们工作的地方呢，会非常的乱。
Piled up until they can't find things.
他们就把东西堆积起来，然后呢，一直到他们找不到要的东西。
Sometimes they're undependable.
这样的话，他们就是不可靠的。
They forget appointments and they miss deadlines.
有时候呢，他们就忘记了他们跟谁约好或跟医生约好的这些啊应该去的。
I'm going to tell you a little later about how to organize a little.
我们待会儿再来跟你谈一谈怎么样来计划你的时间。
Another misuse of time is being overcommitted.
另外一个误用时间就是呢，过分的去符合别人的要求。
We want to please people.
因为我们要让别人满意。
And so we can't say no.
我们没有办法呢啊，对人说不要或者拒绝人家。
Then we allow others to control us.
所以变成了让别人在控制我们。
We have tendencies to be manipulated.
我们呢很容易的被人家掌控了。
And what we do it because we want to be accepted.
我们这样做是为了要让别人接受我们。
We give up our rest and leisure and become very busy.
所以我们就放弃了，牺牲了我们自己该休息的时间呢，所以呢，就让自己非常的忙。
And actually, we begin to feel guilty when we're not working.
那这样的话，我们会养成一个习惯，就是我们不做，就会觉得自己有罪恶感。
Now, this wasting of time, does it really have any consequence with our life?
这种啊浪费时间啊误用时间对我们会不会有什么结果呢
？See, when we're not a disciplined person, when we procrastinate, we're not organized, we're overcommitted, then there are some things within us we lack.
当我们对于时间有这种拖延也好，或者是为了让别人满意，或者是不好好的计划也好，这样的话，我们里面会产生一种缺乏。
We lack the ability to relax.
我们会有那种不能放松的这种情况。
We lack the ability to enjoy being quiet.
我们会缺乏享受安静。
We don't really know how to have a leisure, happy time.
我们不晓得该怎么样享受我们的快乐的时间。
We don't really have satisfaction in our work.
这样的话，我们在我们的工作上也得不到满足。
And many times we are emotionally not stable.
很多时候会造成我们情绪的不稳定。
It can even bother our health.
有时候呢，会影响到我们的健康。
So you see, it can bother us within our emotions and even in our body.
事实上，它是影响到我们的情绪、我们的身体的。
Okay, now let's look at why are we this way?
我们来看一看为什么我们会这样子来误用时间。
It seems like I always have to do this, but we always must travel back into our past.
我们总是希望能够改善，可是总是又回到以前的毛病。
Sometimes it's a lack of love in our life.
有时候是因为我们里面缺乏爱。
And a lack of security, and we have to try to find them in maybe overcommitting ourselves to show people what we are and what we can do.
有时候为了要寻找那种安全感，我们需要从别人的肯定、别人的这种要求里面去寻找。
Maybe you have to look back in your past and see, were you lazy or did you come from a family who was fairly lazy?
如果想一想过去自己的这种原生家庭的背景，或许想到啊，我的家庭呢有很多人是这种很懒惰的，还是我就是学习到这种懒惰的模式呢
？Or on the other hand, was your brothers and sisters very competitive?
还是我的兄弟姐妹他们竞争的很厉害
？And you just couldn't keep up with them.
那我没有办法赶得上。
Do you long when you were young and as you were growing up?For approval.
你是不是很渴慕在你长大之后得到被肯定
Whatever anyone else wanted to do with your time, you allowed them.
所以当别人需要用你的时间的时候呢，你总是容许他们
Were you afraid to take a stand?
你是那种没有办法为了原则而站稳的人吗
Maybe that's why you can't say no now.
那就是为什么你有时候不能够说不
Do you feel insignificant?
有时候你是不是觉得你没有什么意义呢
Maybe that's why you keep putting things off.
那就是为什么你常常会拖延
Do you really feel you have a purpose for your life?
你真的有觉得你的人生是有目的的吗
Maybe all down through your younger life and even to today,You don't sense any purpose for your life.
或许从你小时候开始到现在，你就从来没有觉得到底你的人生为什么活着，什么样的目标。
Actually, we are purpose-driven people.
事实上，人是由目标所驾驶的。
And then again, maybe you feel that, feeling that others are more capable than you.
或许有时候你想说别人比我有能力。
Sometimes you don't feel capable.
有时候自己很没有那种能力的那种自信心。
So you try to escape from the responsibility.
所以你就尽量的避免或者是逃避你的责任。
Now let us look at that which will help us in taking our time and using it for at its very best.
我们来看一看有哪些方面可以帮助我们，让我们来善用我们的时间。
You must first become aware.Of the importance of time.
首先你要知道，你要认识到时间是很重要的。
Once time is gone, you can never get it back.
一过去，你就没有办法再拾回来的。
Protect your time.
保护你的时间。
Be conscious of your accountability.
对于你自己的这种责任呢，你要有一种很深的认识。
Be wise.
要成为一个聪明的人
Sensible and balanced in your time.
在你的时间里面你要有很合理的啊这种敏感的知觉
Make the most of every opportunity.
每一个机会都要把握住
You say, how do I do this?
或许你说我怎么做呢
Well, I think one of the things that we can talk about now is planning.
那首先我们要谈到计划
There's something we call goals.
那就是我们所说的目标。
See, we give thought to what we're going to do.
那就是呢，你对于你要完成的，你要做什么，有一个想法。
Actually, you could make some very short-range goals, but then you can make some long-range goals.
你可以先做一个近程的，就是马上你可以做到的目标，也可以做一个远程的目标。
Now, let's think about what goals should be.
那到底你的目标是什么？
They should be beneficial and important.
他们应该是很重要的，而且呢是要有益处的。
Let me give you an example of a long-range goal.
我要来给你一个关于这个远程计划的例子。
You live in a very small apartment, maybe even one room.
你或许住在一个很小、很简单的一个套房里面。
But then you think to yourself as you go over it and realize that you have a little better job and that things are getting a little better, and you're going to try in 10 years to buy a house.
然后你发现你的工作各方面呢，你有条件在大概十年以后买一个比较好的房子。
Now this is beneficial and will be important to your family.
那这是有益处的，而且呢，对你的家人也很重要。
But it also must be reasonable.
但是要合理。
Is it really reasonable that you can do this?
是不是对你的计划是合理的呢?
And then attainable.
然后是不是很实际可以达到的呢?
So then you might measure and think to yourself, now in 1 year, how much will I need? You're being specific in what you're going to have to save and how to work toward this house.
接下来你就要开始来计算计划，到底每一年我要怎么样来存钱，然后才可以达到我十年后买到这个房子。
Now, goals should be controllable. You control them and not depend on others.
那这种你自己的计划目标呢，是要你自己有能力来掌控的，不要靠别人。
So, maybe you can't say, well, by that time, my father will be gone and I will get some extra money.
或许你想说呢，到那个时候呢，或许我的我会从我的爸爸这边呢得到一些他的财产。
Your father may outlive you.
可是呢，问题是你爸爸或许比你活得长呢。
So you're not going to depend on anyone else.
所以不要把计划放在依赖别人身上。
Now as you write down your goals, and they should be written.
当你要计划你的目标的时候呢，把它写下来。
And constantly you go over them and review them.
常常重复的去审核它。
Now, I gave you an example of a long-term goal.
刚才我是给你一个长程的这种目标的例子。
But we have many, many short-term goals.
但是我们却有很多短程的目标。
Sometimes it's just picking up the laundry.
有时候光是洗衣服。
Or buying a wedding gift for someone.
或者是买一个人家的结婚礼物。
So you must keep these in what we call in priority.
所以你必须要把这种优先的次序把它弄好。
This means you write down your goals, particularly your short-term goals, and have them before you.
对于这种短程的目标呢，特别一定要把它写下来。
You will notice that there are some that must be done today.
所以你就看到说呢，今天有哪一些一定要去做的。
But you number them by their priority.
那把他们的优先次序呢，编上你的编号。
What is the most important to be done that day?
所以今天里面你就看到哪些比较重要一定要做的。
Now you have other goals that may be a week, two weeks, a month.
然后其他也有那种星期一周里面要做到的，或者是一个月里面要做到的目标。
Be sure you write down the deadline for each of them to be completed.
也把它写下你的期限，好让你可以在那个期限里面把它做完。
And then comes the good part. Cross off those things that you've accomplished.
那对于你已经做的，就把它做个记号下来。
Make a commitment to yourself to keep your goals as your priorities.
你对你自己要有一个这样的约定，跟自己约定好，说我一定要在我的很重要的这些事情上面呢，一定要做到。
A man who became very outstanding said that he never could do anything really effective until he learned this method.
曾经有一个很有名的人这样说，他一直到他学到这个方法之后，他才能够做事情很有效率。
Now I want to talk to you about pruning. We're going to prune the tree of time waster.
我们要接下来谈一谈，就像我们在修剪这些植物一样，时间的修剪。
So now, if I find out that I do waste time in certain areas of my life, I've got to cut that away.
如果发现我是在浪费一些时间的话，那我就需要把它去掉。
Now, if you're a person who is an overcommitter,
如果你是那个对别人有太多的委身的人，
don't focus on doing many things, but do fewer things, but do them well.
你不要一次同时做太多事情，只要做一点点或者是一样，专心的做一样，把它做好。
Now, many people will call you or come and say, this is so urgent.
很多人会打电话来跟你说呢，这个是很急需要做的。
And they want to stop you and they want you to do it right now.
他们要你停下来赶快做他要你做的事情。
This is very hard if you like to please people.
如果你是那个喜欢让人家满意让人家喜欢的人的话那对你很难。
Because you cannot give in to what each person thinks is urgent.
因为呢你不能老是按着别人认为紧急的事情来让他们来操纵你。
You have to listen to them and tell them you'll have to wait until I have time for this.
你听了告诉他们说呢我需要再等待我做完这个事情之后才能做你的事。
Don't touch a piece of paper more than once. I mean a piece of paper that must have your attention and you must do something about it.
我的意思是说呢，你不要对一件事情，比如说一张纸上面是有你要做的事情呢，你拿起来又放下，拿起来又割开。你如果拿起来的话，那么你就要去做。
If it's a letter that must be answered,Answer it or put it in the place where your letters to be answered are.
如果你拿起一封信是该回的信，那么你就现在去回它，或者是摆在一个角落，是你该回的这个角落。
If it should be thrown away, throw it away.
如果是应该丢掉的，就把它丢掉。
If now you must do your report, do your report.
那如果你现在该做你的报告，就是现在做。
Then don't answer the telephone if you are running late.
如果你已经很晚了，你已经来不及了，就不要去回答那个电话。
You might say it might be very important.
或许你心里想说，可能是很重要的电话呢。
They will call later.
如果重要，他们会再打给你的。
Somehow you'll get the news.
你一定会得到消息的。
The telephone robs us of much of our time.
有时候电话呢，实在是抢去我们很多时间。
With the cell phone, you see it, people walking with it, you see it, people everywhere talking, and it takes away a lot of the time.
特别是我们现在很流行这个手机，到处每一个人呢都有一个手机。然后到处在讲话事实上这些、讲电话的时间呢夺取了我们很多时间
Another thing you must cut away is don't plan to be on time plan to be 10 minutes early
你的计划不要放到最后一分钟而要比那个再早大概早十分钟
Now many people will come to you with requests for things they want you to do
很多人会来跟你要求叫你帮他们做一些事情
Of course in the family there is a different way of communicating your request one to another
在家庭里面呢会有彼此这种、沟通彼此传达说要希望你做什么
But I want to talk about more about at your job
但是我比较谈的是你的工作方面
Or among your friends
或者是在你的朋友之间
Now people will come with requests to you
有时候你的、四周围的人会来对你有要求
The best rule is don't give any immediate answer
最大的秘诀是不要马上给答案
You can ask them to write their request down, or maybe you can write it down in front of them.
或许你把他们的要求写下来，或请他们把他们要的写下来。
Then you will have time to think.
让你有一点时间去思考。
Can I really do this?
我真的做得到吗？
Do I have the time?
我有时间做吗？
Will it take too much from my family?
是不是对我的家人呢？是一种时间的侵占呢？
Will it overload me?
是不是对我太重了呢？
Is it something that I'm really adequate at?
是我能有能力去做吗？
See, you're going to look at this with a perspective. What should I do about this?
所以你要好好的去把它想透了、透彻了。因为呢，到底我该怎么办
？And if it is something that has finance to do with finance, you probably need to talk to a trusted advisor.
如果是关系到钱的事情的话，你需要去找一个顾问来谈。
Some will come to you requesting money.
有的人会来跟你要钱。
Or to sign for them.
或者帮他们签名。
And you want to be nice, you want to do what's right, but it's not always the thing to do.
当然你很希望能够、帮人家，你也希望能够做好事，但是你要知道怎么做才是正确的。
I'm sure you know the one rule of thumb is that you will loan, but if that person never pays, you never loan again.
那你知道有一个原则就是呢，如果你把钱借给某一个人，他不还你的话，那么以后你就不能再借给他。
Now,Sometimes it's very difficult for you to say no.
有时候对你来跟人家拒绝是很难的。
You do say yes often.
所以你常常就说好好。
But you have to keep your life from getting overloaded.
但是你要小心不要让你的这种、生命这种时间当中呢有太多的负担重担。
You say no allows you time to grow.
当你学习说不的时候呢，事实上是你自己给自己时间成长。
You see, when I've learned how to say no, I've learned how not to be manipulated by people.
当我学习拒绝人家的时候呢，我是学习到不用被人家操纵。
I've been able to look at it in my own priority and see if it's necessary, so I am growing in myself just by saying no.
当我说不的时候，我是在学习到怎么样可以来好好的顾到自己的优先次序，好好的做好自己的事情，所以我在这个当中就学习成长。
You see, saying no provides ample time for you to be able to think it over and then be able to kindly say to the person, I'm sorry, I have thought it over, but I can't do it.
当你学习说不的时候呢，你也给自己多一点时间来做一种比较详细的思考，这样的话你就可以给对方一个解释，说对不起，我实在是不能做。
But learn how to say no with an attitude of appreciation.
但是当你说不拒绝的时候呢，你要学习怎么样用一个比较正确的态度来对人家拒绝。
You can say, I appreciate that you need me.
那你可以对对方表达你的感谢，你说很谢谢你这么的看重我，来需要我。
And that you think my work is good.
你认为我是可以做的。
However, I am so heavily committed.I cannot do it in good conscience.
但是呢，我想了一想呢，我觉得说我实在是不能来做。
You see, you're telling them that you appreciate it, but you can't do it.
所以你的意思是说呢，我很感谢你愿意来跟我讲，要求我，但是呢，我实在是不能做。
Maybe I can give you some time-saving ideas.
或许我可以给你一点怎么样来节省时间的这种想法。
You should have what we call a personal organizer or a planner or even just a notebook.
或许你需要一本笔记簿，关于到你时间的计划的这种笔记簿。
I have had friends that just wouldn't be without one.
那我有一些朋友呢，他们呢是非有这个时间笔记簿不行的。
Or maybe you can keep a pen and a pad of paper near you at all times and write down even the small and the big tasks you see you have to do.
然后在你的这个桌子旁边呢，维持一个笔跟纸呢，写下来你该做的事情。
And that way you won't forget them.
这样你才不会忘记。
It's good maybe to have a filing system.
你或许也可以帮自己的一些事情呢，建档案，建档。
So you can have files for all the things that you need to do, things that you need to pay for, lessons that need to be completed.
比如说你该付的，或者是你该完成的，你该写的，你该记的，都把它一一的归档，有你自己的各种档案。
Then take a time, a particular time, that you see your stack that you have put of unanswered letters and begin to answer them.
然后你就开始用一些时间，计划一些时间来做你还没有做的，拿出你的这个还没有回信的这个夹子出来，开始来做。
Also, the telephone calls that come in, there you place them so that you can answer them.
然后呢，你也开始来查一查到底有谁打电话来，你开始回答这些电话。
See, you are grouping together, these different things that needs to be done.
所以你等于是说把这些该做的事情把它归类了，然后一起来做。
This helps to organize you.
这样会帮助你做一个组织。
Then learn how to schedule your time.
然后也学习怎么样来计划你的时间。
You must be to the doctor.
你要看医生。
So I might as well stop and get this because it's close to the doctor.
那当你去看医生的时候，你就想一想有什么在靠近那个医院的那些商店我要去买的。So,就买了。
Now, you have a problem with telephone calls.
如果你对于打电话或回答电话有问题的话。
But you say it's not my problem.
或许你说不是我的问题。
They call me and they go on talking and talking.
他们打电话给我然后讲很久。
Maybe you need to find a way of closing off the conversation.
那或许你要找到一个途径让你可以结束这个对话。
Well, we have looked at time, the importance of it,how that we could waste it, or what we can do with it to make it profitable.
时间是那么的重要，我们应该珍惜，不要浪费，让它更有效率。
May God help you and bless you to enjoy your life and your time.
愿神祝福你，让你享受你的时间。祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译，
如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。